Hello. No. Hey there. No, that's not good either. Hi, guys. Oh, no. Greetings and salutations. Done that one already. Okay, well, it's time to start, so I'll just say, welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel, and I just couldn't decide on how to greet you today. There are just so many ways to say hello, and in so many beautiful languages, too. Good morning. Bonjour. Zhousen. Jing dobre. Buenos dias. Marhaba. Xiao shang hao. That's why it was so hard to decide. There are just so many choices. Sometimes having a lot of choices is a good thing, so that there is something that is right for everyone. But sometimes it can feel like too much to handle, and then we end up feeling frustrated when it feels too hard to make a choice. That's indecision, being unable to decide. But before we get into all the different choices, let's start with the calm down countdown. Start by sitting in a comfortable position. Place your hands on your knees. Sit up tall and roll your shoulders back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose. 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth. 1, 2, 3. Let's try it one more time. In through your nose. 1, 2, 3. And out through your mouth. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to count down from 10. And all you need to do is keep breathing like that. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Every day we make a lot of choices. Can you guess how many choices we make every day? 20? 100? 2,000? Every day, the average person makes 35,000 decisions. The moment you wake up until the moment you fall asleep, your brain is always making choices. Should I get up now or in a few minutes? Should I brush my teeth first or get changed first? Which shirt should I wear today? Do I want cereal or toast for breakfast? And that's all before you've even stepped out the door. So you can see how the number of choices can quickly add up. No wonder we all find it hard to make choices sometimes. Kala the red panda is also feeling indecisive today. Kala lives in the tall, tall trees in Nepal, a country in South Asia. she's in the middle of making the biggest decision of her life. Remember last week, we heard the ancient treasure rhyme that was taught to all red pandas. At the highest altitude, for centuries, lay a multitude of treasures beyond all imagination that will one day save our humble nation. Riches that will only be unburied by one who is pure of heart and deed, who will pass through fire, water, air, and earth, and defeat monsters to prove their worth. The fortune that you seek to win is unlocked by power from within. Kala is trying to decide whether she should leave her home for the first time to look for the ancient buried treasure in the Himalayan mountains. It would mean doing something no other red panda had ever done before, leave home. It would mean that she would have to figure out how to get enough energy and strength to travel very far and for a very long time. What can we do to make decisions when it's hard to do so? Here's some ideas that I found from a Psychology Today article. The link is on our website, peaceoutpodcast.com. When you're not sure of something, you shrug your shoulders. Let's shrug our shoulders right now. Sit up tall again. Keep your eyes closed. And remember to breathe in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth. Now lift your shoulders up to your ears and hold them there. And now let them fall. Lift them up to your ears again and let them fall. One more time. Lift them up again and let them fall. Now let's do that again. But this time, lift your shoulders up whenever you breathe in, and then let them fall back down when you breathe out. Ready? Breathe in and lift up. Breathe out and let your shoulders fall down. Breathe in and lift up. Breathe out and fall down. Now here's the first tip to making a decision. Before you make a choice, narrow down all your choices to just two choices. It might be helpful to have a grown-up, like your parent or teacher, help you narrow it down to two choices. Let's try to help Kala narrow her choices down to two. Her choices are to go find the treasure, stay home and forget about it, and just to think about it for a while and decide another time. Well, the last choice would just push the real decision farther, so let's take that one away. So now the two choices are stay at home or go find the treasure. We made the decision a bit easier for Kala by narrowing her choices down to just two. Now she can just decide between those two instead of three choices. You can stop and let your shoulders rest now. The second thing that can help you decide is thinking about why you want to do this in the first place. We have two choices for Kala now, so let's stretch our two legs out in front of us and then make a V shape with them, stretching your feet out to the sides as far as is comfortable for you. Keeping your back straight, lean forward and reach to one leg, trying to touch a knee or down to your foot if you can. Only lean as far as you can without hurting yourself. Now sit up straight in the middle again and lean over to the other side, reaching for your knee or foot. and come back to center again. Try it again, breathing in as you reach to one leg, and breathe out as you come back to the middle. Breathe in and reach over to one leg. Breathe out and come back to center. Breathe in and reach over to your other leg. Breathe out and come back to center. Keep doing this, going by your own breath and rhythm. Keep your eyes closed as we think about why Kala wants to do this. Kala wants to find out if the story is true. Is there really a treasure? Who put it there and why? It's a mystery and she wants to solve it. Kala also knows that if she does this, she'll be the first red panda ever to do something like this. And she thinks it'd be awesome if she could prove that she was brave enough to do it too. And maybe a little part of her is wondering if she is brave enough. So she wants to prove something to herself too. Let's come to a stop in the middle again. Bring your legs together now. And give them a wiggle. Now bring your knees up to your chest and give them a hug. If you want, you can rock back and forth. And then slowly roll all the way back so that you're lying on the floor. Give your knees one more hug. And then gently let your legs fall to the floor. Make any adjustments needed so that you feel comfortable and relaxed. If you'd like, place your hands on your belly. If you're at home, you can even try putting a stuffed animal on your belly. Close your eyes and keep doing your deep breathing. In through the nose and out through the mouth. As you breathe in, feel your belly rising up. And as you breathe out, feel your belly go down and imagine your belly button pushing down towards the ground. Keep breathing as we talk about the last decision-making tip, and that's thinking about the consequences of the choices. A consequence is what happens after you make a choice. There can be positive consequences, like if you choose to share your toys or game with someone, a consequence could be that they'll choose to share something with you. There can also be negative consequences. Like if you chose not to share your things with someone, then they might remember this and choose not to share with you next time you ask. What are the consequences of Kala's two choices? If she stays home and forgets about looking for the treasure, she knows that she won't get into any danger. She'll feel safe at home, being with her family and red pandas that she knows. Kala will also never know if there really is a treasure at all. If she chooses to go on this adventure to find the treasure, a negative consequence could be that she'll get lost or hurt or grow hungry. There might not even be a treasure. Maybe someone's already found it. It's been around for ages after all. But a positive consequence is that she'll find the treasure that no red panda has dared to look for before. And even if there is no treasure or it's gone, at least Kala will know. I bet you can guess what Kala decided. And you'll find out next week on... Oh, what? You want to know what Kala decided now? Are you sure? Okay. She is going to go look for the treasure. I can't believe it. It's going to be amazing. Oh, and here's one more trick to making decisions. Taking the time to be grateful for some of the good choices you've made recently. Remembering those good choices can help you feel more confident to make more good choices. And making time for gratitude is always good. It helps us stop and think about how our actions affect us and affect others. So as you breathe during these last few moments, I want you to think about at least one good decision you made recently. It can be a big or a small decision. It can be a choice that you made on your own and no one knows about, or a choice that you had help making. Let's take one last deep breath in. One, two, three, and out. One, two, three. Well done, everyone. I hope it won't be a hard decision to join us next time on Peace Out in 2 weeks. Now that Calla has decided to go treasure hunting, she has to start planning her journey and starts to feel anxious about it. We'll talk about what anxiety is and what we can do about it. Until then, peace out and peace within. Today's Peace Out story was written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths. Peace Out is a Bedtime FM podcast. Our sister podcast is Storytime, a stories podcast that's perfect for bedtime, nap time, road trips, or any time. Subscribe to Peace Out and Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play. We love to hear from you, and you can reach us on Twitter at Peace Out Podcast or Facebook at Bedtime FM. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being you.